6:40, KFGO Morning Crew, Bonnie Amistadi and Doug Lear. Red River Zoo Carousel has a new look to it. All new LED lighting, electrical wiring. Look, it's Greg and Stacy Rick and their little granddaughter, Charlotte. Greg, Rick, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Bonnie. I'm doing well.
Thanks to Rick Electric, you guys did the wiring and new lights there. Tell us about it.
Well, a few months back, the Red River Zoo asked for a quote to install new LED lighting and new sockets for the carousel there. It hadn't been when the Dietrich family donated it in 1995. Nothing's been done to it in 25 years, and it needed an update. And they didn't have enough funding and kind of let it slide by. Then, like I say, with you mentioned Charlotte, her new grandbaby, when she comes to town to visit now, with this COVID and stuff, I want something nice for her to take a ride on with Stacy and I, and I decided to donate the labor for it, and we finished it up last week.
So. Oh, that is awesome. Thank you for doing that. Yeah, I imagine your girls, too, probably have fond memories of spending time on that carousel at the Red River Zoo.
Yep. I know you know Brenna and Caitlin and Delaney. You know, they're in their 20s and 30s, and now they're starting to have children. And now it's fun for Stacy and I to have our granddaughter to be able to take out there and have her ride around and get used to riding rides, because we love to take families on trips and also get her started on a carousel and start on something real nice and work up. So
is that something that you've done in the past with different carousels, or was this some new kind of work that had to be done?
Well, Doug, you know, there's not that many carousels around town, so it was a learning experience to find the sockets to match the existing holes and all the different the boards that are on there. There's 804 of them we had to change out, and we finally found a company on the East Coast that just did carnivals and carousels and worked with them to get the right diameter of socket that would fit and get them shipped here and get them rewired, and then to find an LED bulb to match the size and the look and everything. That took a little bit of search in the country too, but it looks great. It's all lit up and just can't wait for people to get over there and enjoy it.
So you didn't do just like kind of us basement electricians just try to like search on YouTube and go, how do I do this?
No, I had three good electricians over there that spent part of almost 2 weeks. We had 150 hours that we donated.
Wow.
And they got pretty good at the end changing them out, but at the start it was a learning experience like anything else. But you get them the right tools, and they get the job done.
Wow. Thanks to you and the crew there at Rick Electric for doing that. It's something that our community and everybody who goes to visit the Red River Zoo, we all love that carousel over there, and I imagine it just, that LED lighting, it sure is, it changes the look of things, whether it's the carousel or a room, doesn't it, Greg?
It just lights up the whole building, and yesterday I just sent him a cost savings estimate with the number of hours but normally that they use it in a year, and they're going to save $1,600 a year in electrical costs. So that'll help their budget to be able to buy something else for the zoo, and the cost savings is tremendous for what we did there. So
what I'm hearing is if we put that LED lighting in our home, that'll save us money too then.
Oh, yes. Yep, the payback is very good on LED lighting.
Greg, I want to ask, too, how are things working with you guys over at Rick Electric? You know, COVID here, I know you guys were taking some precautions. You're, thanking customers for being patient and just, sending out thoughts to the community. But have things normalized, or are things still kind of a little different for you guys there at Rick Electric?
Well, it's still different because, the door is locked at the business, and we don't want, trying to stop the spread, and everybody's got masks and, disinfecting wipes and hand sanitizers. At the start, trying to find all that for your crew was the hard part, going around town and searching out the Sam's Clubs and the Targets and, trying to keep your people safe. But it's been an up and down over the last 2 months. Some days the phone would ring and some days you wouldn't have enough people. But being a central business, we had contracts going on and customers, and a lot of our customers got things done while their businesses were shut down. We did one bank here in town. We did a complete LED retrofit while nobody was in the bank and got it done in a few days versus working nights and weekends for them. So it's been interesting, and it's still it's a, you know, it's on top of the mind every day. You got to think about, you know, the distancing and protecting everybody. So hopefully it's getting better, but you know, it's, you still got to worry about it. So.
Yeah, and everybody is different too. I know some people still aren't comfortable being around others based on, you know, maybe some health issues or their age or whatever. When it comes to an emergency, just like we hear the doctor saying, you know, if you're having medical emergency or medical issues, then you need to get in. Same with electrical issues. If there's something urgent, you know, we can't wait around with it. We need to give you guys a call or give an electrician a call.
Oh, yesterday morning after the storm, we had people going all over the place handling wind damages and hooking generators up to stores because they were out of power and you know. It's, you know, things had to get done, but you just got to just make sure you take the right protective measures to keep everybody safe, customers and employees.
Yeah, and I imagine you guys come across a lot of stuff where, could we call them armchair electricians, Doug, who have done things, who aren't licensed electricians, have done things that make you cringe when you come across stuff like that?
We fix a lot of stuff that the honeydew, you know, the honeydew lists, they get half done or they get done wrong, and we have to go in and repair them, but we do it with a smile. So
yeah, that's what we've learned in my house. It's just best off to pay for professional services; otherwise, it costs you more in the long run.
And it does. So, very happy with the relationship we have with KFGO. Bonnie, you do a great job with the advertising for us, and I know that helps our business advertising with you guys. So.
Well, thank you, Greg, for your time this morning, and thanks to Rick Electric for, changing out all that lighting and making it look more special on the carousel there at Red River Zoo. And you enjoy those rides with your sweet bride, Stacy, and your beautiful granddaughter, Charlotte, and the rest of the family, okay?
We will. Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you, Doug.
Bet. Take care.
And if you want to get a hold of them over at Rick Electric, you can find them on Facebook. Otherwise, 218-233-6194. You can also book appointments online at rickelectric.com.